Lesson 95. Traveling by taxi.
Isn't it obvious to you that the car is going to be the death of the big cities?
That's a bit of a quantum leap. The car may be causing some problems, but it is the lifeblood of our society.
Life's blood, sucker, would be closer to the truth. Not only are the exhaust fumes slowly killing us, but the cars themselves are lethal machines.
You sound like a Luddite from the 19th century. They hated all machines and used to stage protests to halt their introduction into factories.
Maybe they were right, but no, that's not what I am talking about. Modern society must have transport. It's just that I don't think the car is the best solution.
Maybe you are right there. The car does cause a lot of problems, not forgetting the enormous expense involved with the road systems.
There has to be a more efficient way of providing a convenient and economic transport system for the cities.
There is. What about all the public transport that is provided by the government? The trains, the buses, taxis, and ferries.
None of that has stopped the continuing increase in the number of cars on the road.
Do you have any ideas?
Me? No, not really. I do know some of the things that have been tried. Singapore once banned all private vehicles from coming into the inner city. It worked for a while.
That must have been a shock to the system. How did they work it?
I am not too sure of the details, but they would have had to set up a very comprehensive and convenient public system to compensate the car owners.
If the city had a good bus and rail service, like the underground rail system in Seoul, and linked that with a cheap taxi service, it could work.
Even if it meant subsidizing the taxis and public systems, it could very well be more economical than catering for the ever-increasing number of cars.
Let's face it, the majority of cars that come into the cities are parked in the one place all day.
One of the problems would be finding a way to supply all the businesses with what they need every day.
Maybe that could be handled at night when there is less activity in the city.
Yes. If we look at these things as a challenge, there always seems to be a solution just waiting to be found.